Okay, tonight, before I introduce our hostess, I just want to say that we have some amazing information to present from two outstanding mothers of heaven. And I would encourage you to get a pencil and paper and write down, as you are able, the following scriptures you can read or look up later in your Bible. Revelation 1:8, Revelation 21:6, and Revelation 22:12-13. I think that our planet is going through a kind of a judgment these days as we complete Armageddon and as we go fully into the age of Aquarius and then into the Golden Age, an age when Alpha and Omega have said, and I quote, "Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. They will go through the second death." So who does that make you think of these days? Not that we want to judge, but that's what Alpha and Omega said. Now I would like to introduce Barbara Gabbert. Without her and her husband Philip, we would not easily be able to have this class. Barbara helps send out letters, she answers phone calls, she helps Philip, Philip helps her, and much more. So I'm very grateful for them. So Barbara, take it away.
All right. Welcome, heart friends. I'm glad you can join us tonight. Tonight we are honored to hear from Portia, goddess of justice and opportunity, and the twin flame of Saint Germain. We also heard such an amazing promise from Mother Omega regarding the vaccine controversy that we are sharing her promise to us also. So as Donna said, get out your pens or pencils and some paper and take notes if you like. Alpha and Omega are the highest manifestation of God in the great central sun. Look them up in your Bible at Revelation 1:8 and 21:6. Anyway, the Bible references that Donna gave you earlier. You will see that Omega's promise is confirmed in that last location in Revelations 22:12-13. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what is happening in the Heart Center community and how you can benefit. And you can ask any questions, share any insights and experiences you have with us, and give us prayer requests for you, your family, and friends, or join us in prayer. I will read now our mission and vision statement. See if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision: we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Excuse me. Now I would like to invite you to read the prayer that was on your snail mail invitation or on your email invitation, the song and prayer for tonight's class, to beloved Portia. Thank you, beloved Portia, goddess of justice and Saint Germain, hierarch of this Aquarian age, for your love of freedom and justice that sets us free. Thank you for your violet flame and that you are enabling us to move forward in love and unity with all mankind. Thank you, Archangel Michael and your legions, for your presence and protection of our Heart Share teleclass tonight, and for bringing to our class all who are ready to hear and be blessed by Portia and other masters who have prepared us for this lifetime. Amen. Excuse me. Thank you, beloved Portia. Now we will sing together song number 163. That's also on your snail mail letter or on your email letter. Song number 163, Portia, Mother of Justice and Opportunity. It's from our songbook. Yeah, you should have received this by snail mail or email. As we sing, visualize each of us in our homes, surrounded by beautiful angels, singing along with us. Feel their love, lifting us up and invigorating us. Okay, Philip, go ahead and play the song, please.
Purity, mercy, and kindness, Mother, love.
we're getting ready now to play this wonderful heart stream by Portia, but I just wanted to tell you a little bit about her briefly. She's the twin flame and the divine consort of Saint Germain, the Chohan of the seventh ray. On May 1st, 1954, at Inner Levels, they were officially crowned directors of the seventh dispensation of ordered service. And during this 2,000-year cycle, known as the Aquarian Age, it has been ordained that the new and permanent Golden Age shall be established for the planet Earth. So Saint Germain is really the hierarch of this age, a very important time. And she is his twin flame. Now, Portia has never been on Earth as a human being. She has always been in heaven helping and working behind the scenes for Saint Germain in the past many hundreds of years, while he was Columbus, and while he was many other things. He was known as the Comte Saint Germain of Paris or France, and would turn up and do miracles all over the planet at different times. Well, he's been a very important person in history, and he's the guy in charge right now, in the same way that Jesus was in charge during the Piscean Age. So with that little background, we will go into the heart stream with Portia.
I dream of a golden age, of oneness among all, of unity within all mankind's states of being, where all are sanctified in light, rebirthed in spirit, graced in the dynamics of higher dimensions of divinity. And you, O souls, are there in my vision, for I behold you as one with God, and God one with you forever. In the unity field of beingness, there is joy, there is divine support, there is understanding, and there is peace. And within the timeless and spaceless dimensions of this holy singularity of light, there the I Am is, within every spirit self-realized in God, subsumed into the perfect state of oneness with the all in all. Before each one of you incarnated in this lifetime, you were trained by masters within the etheric planes of being. You were prepared for this great endeavor, for your mission within the greater holy cause of light, of planetary transmutation, entree into a new world of glory and beauty. And during this training, I came to each of you as your mother of opportunity to optimize within you what I beheld as your virtues and talents, your gifts of the Spirit, so that you would have embedded within you a deep, deep reverential understanding of who you are, of how precious you are, how unique you are, and how vital you are to our mission with beloved Saint Germain, my master, my love, my all. This preparation for many of you occurred over many months and even years of time. And you were indeed inoculated from darkness, suffused with cosmic light embellished in the divine graces that you would require in your mission. It was, dearest ones, a great preparation, even as it was an instauration of light. Diamond crystal light deep within your soul, rising into the higher spiritual dimensions of your atmic, buddhic, and cosmic and causal self. Yes, we prepared you, each one, for all that would transpire, the initiations within your life, what you would have to endure, even of suffering and of darkness, that which would assail you in this holy mission. And yet, now here you are, each one, in this company of light bearers. Here you are in our embrace of light this day, and you are the one through whom, in your sacred space, God vibrates, the light emanates, and virtue manifests in multi-dimensions of being. Yes, you have prepared, and now it is your time to shine forth your light. Now it is your time to deliver the goods of that which you, with God, would co-create for this Aquarian experience of blessedness and freedom and joy. Saint Germain has given you the gift of the violet fire to accelerate the transmutation of karma and to shorten the days for the elect of God. Yes, your days are shortened in goodness, in greatness, and in virtue, so that you may always be within the bosom of the Almighty, within the nesting place of the Divine Mother, knowing your eternality, the suchness of God that you were created within, to experience joy, reverence, and the bliss of beingness within this unity field. Dearest ones, we are one. We are together in this experience. And lest any think that he or she is lesser than another, wash away this duality concept to know that there is only God invested within the universe. There is only light and love that manifests within the higher dimensions, which you may draw forth and experience in the here and now if you choose. There is no future golden crystal age save that which you co-create with God in your consciousness now. Do not put off to tomorrow what you can know and vitalize within the field of energy in which you abide in this sacred moment of your life lived to God's glory.
Okay, I'm going to call on Donna Dreegan to share with us what great gift has been given to us, to you, by Saint Germain. It's there for you, especially now in this age. And how does it promise to shorten the days for the elect? And what does the term shorten the days for the elect mean in this context? So Donna, if you will go ahead and take this, we're okay. Eager to hear.
Saint Germain, who is the hierarchy for the Aquarian age, put up his causal body in order for the Lords of Karma to give a dispensation to him and to tell everyone about the violet flame to transmute their karma. Before that time, before the early 1930s, it was not known to all, more or less a secret, unless you were in mystery school type of thing. And everyone had to transmute 100% of their karma to ascend. But with this dispensation of the violet flame, you can ascend now with 51% of your karma transmuted and work on the rest of it on the other side in the heaven world. And how does it promise to shorten the days of the elect? Well, with the violet flame decrees and songs, you can transmute karma right in your bedroom without having to go to out to another country to find the person that you have karma with. The violet flame decrees transmute. And what does the term shorten the days for the elect mean? Well, in this case, we were all trained before we came into embodiment. We planned to be here, at this crucial time on Earth, history, to bring in the Aquarian Age and then the Golden Age with our light, with all that we are and have been working on, with our prayers and our love and our light to bring in all of this. We were elected to do this. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Donna. Yes, that's right. Imagine you got training before you were born and you agreed to be here at this time. And we're coming in at all different times into those particular areas, such as the heart center, and there are several others, to continue what we're doing and bring forth light in our groups. There's a lot of light when we meet in groups. So go ahead, Philip.
Yes, dearest ones, if you are feeling a greater vibration of vitality and wholeness now, it is because I am energizing you within this violet frequency of justice, freedom, and the opportunity to know God deeply within self. And I will continue to activate and energize these frequencies again and again each day as you use your time wisely, as you use your opportunity uniquely, relying on the Holy Spirit to deliver you into those dimensions of beingness, far beyond the outcries of the human elements of the nether worlds below you. When you rise out of mediocrity into your divinity, we are there, impelling you higher as coaches and mentors of the Spirit. We are there even as counselors, dearest hearts. Yes, we are counselors, confessors, and confidants that you may use at any time. You may speak to us when engaged in the intense initiations upon this earth. We hear your voices and the inner voice of your spirits when you go through anything of travail or darkness. We understand you because you are made up of much greater and finer matter, yes, spiritual divine substance than you know. And when you bring spiritual matters into play, there is the alchemy of cosmic joy that manifests in your world to bring you this divine gnosis, this holy wisdom that will afford you entree into the victory spirals of your ascension and the light. Yes, I am a counselor, and I would counsel you day and night, O ye who would know God in totality. I would counsel you in the innermost recesses of your soul. When at times you feel bereft of joy and light, you must dig deeper and reach higher and higher, dearest one, to experience all that is essential for your ascension. It will require the allness of holy effort. It will require the audacity of a consciousness wed to victory, only victory, always victory.
Okay, I'm going to call on Sharon Wallace to tell us, why do the masters often understand you and me better than we understand ourselves? What can we learn from them regarding knowing ourselves? So Sharon, your turn.
Thank you, Donna. Well, first of all, we are all old friends. The masters can see our Akashic records, which show who we were in past embodiments, and so they know our souls. They know our personalities, our strengths, and our weaknesses. They have known our missions even if and when we forgot our missions. So we know ourselves by contemplating our life struggles and achievements, also simply by being still, meditating, and being honest with ourselves, and mastering our psychology. That's how the masters often understand us, because we've just all been together for so many embodiments, only they have escaped the wheel of rebirth, and we haven't yet. But we will, hopefully, in this embodiment. And they know our missions, even though we have forgotten them. So that's what I'd like to share.
Thank you, Sharon. Now we'll continue.
And yes, William Star, victory stands in the higher atmosphere now over Mount Shasta, glowing like the sun, radiant as a star. And he speaks to you and says, if I can do it, you can do it, my friends. For this humble one, so understanding of the soul's nature, would speak to anyone of the I Am Presence. Even long ago, wearing a little headband with that I Am Presence right upon the third eye. He was a fool for Christ, a fool for God, and yet that human foolishness was subsumed into a divine reality of the nurturing of his spirit with light and the starfire glory of the sun of his presence. And though it still may require a little bit more work on his part before his full and final ascension, yet he stands as a witness and a testimony to this path of light. For when you are humble, when you are giving, when you are loving, when you are affectionate toward all, the angels gather round about you, nurturing your spirit day and night, keeping you in the flavoring and the divine seasonings of the heaven world and the glories of God, a light in your world, giving you peace, harmony, and joy. Such is the life of a humble and reverential son, in whom God's heart beat and God's eternal breath moved.
So, the next question is, can we ascend without having fulfilled our karma 100%? What do you think happened with William Star? And I'll just mention, I never got to meet William face to face, but I did work with him early on in our movement, in a conference call like this on Mother's Day. And he had to do the broadcasting from where he was in Livingston, and I was on the phone, and we were so nervous we didn't know whether we were coming or going. But he did a good job, and he got through it, and I survived also. So now I'll turn this question over to Dwyn, who knows William. Dwyn, are you there? Star 6.
Donna, did you also desire for me to share on the requirements of the ascension?
Yes.
Okay, I'll start with that then. Okay. Well, I got this wonderful information from The Path to Your Ascension by Anise Booth. Covers it very nicely. And the requirements for the ascension are to balance your threefold flame in the secret chamber of our hearts, the pink flame of God love, the yellow flame of God wisdom, and the blue flame of God's will. And align our four lower bodies, which are the etheric, mental, emotional, and the physical bodies, which surround our soul and vibrate at different frequencies. We must have a balance of mastery on all seven rays. The first ray, blue, is the will of God. The second ray is yellow, is the illumination flame. And the third ray is the pink ray of love. The fourth ray is the white, and the ray of purity and the ascension. The fifth ray is truth, science, and healing. The sixth ray is purple and gold and with ruby flecks, and it is the flame of ministration and service. And the seventh ray is violet, and it is the flame of mercy and transmutation. So we work with advisors in the etheric plane when we make our transition in higher planes, and we must balance at least 51% of our karma. Beloved William has always been one who loved assisting and enlightening souls directly through his heart and his website, which he had Open Door of Love. So I can really imagine him in his joy flame doing that and expanding the joy flame in heaven and on earth. We from Mount Shasta will be calling to beloved William to assist souls to our heart center activities and for the building project of building Temple Beautiful, which he used to speak of building a Temple Beautiful, and he even actually made some plans in doing so, but he carried that for quite a while. And then Kathleen and Robert adopted that name, which I guess comes from the Bible. And they have this building that is going to be constructed on their property. I was meditating on William and just thinking about him and thinking about this class and the other night. And I just got up from the couch and I just to get a glass of water. And spontaneously, I started humming the Skater's Waltz, which I can see William dancing to, waltzing with his arms up, reaching to the ceiling. And that's what I found myself doing. And then I thought, oh, that makes a connection. Yeah, I can really relate to that with working, thinking about him. So it was really kind of fun. I just kind of burst out laughing and felt like he was right in the room, and he probably was. Anyway, we thank William for his preciousness and all that he shared through his heart and his wonderful example of divine love. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Just one more thing.
Yeah.
We do have to master the outer conditions within our life and fulfill our divine plan and transmute the electronic belt in the area of the lower portion of our physical form. And it contains records of our negative thoughts and feelings, subconscious and unconscious. So that requires being transmuted, and to raise the kundalini by purifying our chakras by the violet flame and invocations to God. And we know he did plenty of that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dwyn. That was great. Okay, we'll continue.
Yes, dearest ones, I am here for each of you, even as my beloved will nurture your soul day and night, night and day, in the seventh ray action of cosmic transmutation and freedom's verve and elan, which you will require in coming days to meet the challenges before you. If you think that this time is heavy or dark, ho, 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 we have been through much more on other planetary systems and even in past ages before the flood and before Lemuria sank. Now is the time to give and to live in this eternal spirit and to know that God is the answer to everything, and that God is within you, providing that answer at your call, at your simple and yet profound request for help.
Now I'm going to call on Maria. She's going to share the challenges that we do have before us in the coming days ahead, and why can we feel assured that we will be victorious, and what are some things we can do to be certain of our victory. So, Maria, hit star 6.
Okay, here I am. Okay, so I had two questions that were given me, and the first one was about what the Borsha was talking about right now, and about the challenges. Anyway, but I want to tell you that the first part of the question is what challenges do we have before us in the coming days? We have before us in the coming days, in the coming days ahead. Well, I will say that we have a multiple of challenges. We are still dealing with COVID-19 issues, the main part being the inoculations, the shot that I did not consider safe. The fears of contracting COVID had made people rush blindly to take that shot with some dire consequences that people talk about, but we don't hear news in the mainstream media. But most important to me is freedom. There are big issues concerning our freedom. Freedom to choose for ourselves, for our children. We seem to have some serious issues. Most of us know that we are concerned about self and others. So I know that for myself, I'm concerned about others and that have taken this shot, especially members of my family. And recently I've been hearing that a lot of people are concerned about people in their families that have taken the shot and have become ill. And some of people have even died that, you know, we heard about. So Portia stated very clearly in this heart stream that we are in times of cosmic transmutation, in other words, great changes, and went on to say that during these days of seven raid actions and freedom, verve, and elan, which we will require in coming days to meet the challenges before us. Well, you know that I went hunting for my dictionary to look up verve and elan, because we will require them. So elan has enthusiasm plus ardor and excitement, as meaning verve has enthusiasm plus energy and vigor, as meaning. To me, these were very, very meaningful, as I see it. In order to win our victory over these situations we are facing, we must step up our calls and our prayers with enthusiasm, with ardor, with excitement and vigor. We can do it. Yes, we can. So the second part of the question was, why can we feel assured that we will be victorious? Well, God, Father, and Mother are with us. The Elohim, Master Saints, and the nine choirs of angels, Omega, is here with 10 magnificent beings of light, cosmic light. Portia assures us that both Saint Germain and herself are keeping us in their bosom. We need not fear. All heavenly support is here. Now, the third part of that question that I was told to do was some things that we can do to be certain that our victory, we need to acquire the spirit of fearlessness. We need to meditate and pray as if our life depends on it. Yes, with freedom's verve and elan. In other words, with everything that we could muster and give our prayers, because it is so necessary that this is the way we must pray, out loud, with meaning, with force, with everything that our souls could render out. Lanero says, you know, let the bellows out when we sang. So let our bellows out when we pray. So so these masters are waiting for us to call them, and so is mighty victory. And that's what I have. Hello.
Hi. Thank you, Maria. That's great. Yes.
Okay.
You said it, and I sure appreciate that. That's so helpful. Okay, we'll continue.
Okay.
Angels of Aquarius, angels of the seventh ray, gather now around Mount Shasta, our initiates there, and all who are participating this day in this alchemical prayer vigil. Bless them, charge them, radiate light through them, for the victory of Earth and her peoples, and for the dynamism of the seventh era to manifest through their soulfulness, their spiritual graces, their holy love. So be it, and the I am that I am, it is done. Thank you.
Before we go into the magnificent heart stream by Mother Omega, I want to tell you just a little bit about Alpha and Omega. Alpha is the very highest manifestation of God in the great central sun. His complement or twin flame is Mother Omega. And she is the personification of Mother, of the God flame as Mother. Alpha is the personification of the God flame as Father in the core of consciousness that we call life. Now, Alpha has said, as we have declared within your hearts and your minds, those of you who are chosen, will we write our law. The law of God, the law of adoration, is reflected when you say the words, I am. And it's really powerful when you say it three times. And your I am presence is with you always. I often start my prayers by getting in tune with my I am presence. And I say, in the name I am that I am presence. That's saying it three times, and that's very powerful. And immediately I feel in tune with my higher self, which is this aspect of Alpha and Omega. So that's why we gave you those scriptures in Revelation. And you can look, if you don't remember them, you can look in the index or the back part of your Bible usually and look up Alpha and Omega, and those scriptures will stand out for you. So now we're going to start with this wonderful, wonderful promise from Mother Omega. And I believe that this is the first time we have heard her speak within the Heart Center movement, which has been going for a good while, since 2004 and 5. So here we go.
Immaculate within you, each one. For those who have not yet embraced the totality of their own God presence and of the oneness of all life, have attempted to instill within humanity seeds of darkness, even microchips, when used by some for evil ends. Could cause the soul to be separated from its source, the God light within. Dearest ones, they shall not pass, for God is greater than all human creation, and the deception and the illusion and the Maya pervade by these. Thus I bring a great light, a cosmic energy into play now within the earth, that is the dissolving of these dark seeds that have entered the body temples of many millions of souls through what they have accepted, what they have received at the behest of these dark spirits. Through the injections by three pharmaceutical companies.
Just want to mention here, she, did you, I hope you heard that, even though she speaks quietly, she's talking about the fact that these seeds that have been put into these vaccinations, and I won't call them vaccinations, they are experiments that have not yet been approved by the FDA. And anybody who takes one of those is taking part in an experiment, and they are not allowed to sue, because when you take part in an emergency experiment, you are not covered by any insurance, and nobody will pay for any problem you have down the road. And you may not know that some of the problems you have down the road within the next 2 years, according to some of the frontline doctors, some of these problems can be caused by the vaccine or the ingredients of this experiment. So she is telling us here that she's taking care of that for us, for those of us who are open to the light and those of us who have chosen to follow God. So we don't know who all that will be, but we can sure be praying for our families and loved ones that succumb to this experiment. So now we'll go on.
And blessed ones, there is now a miracle manifestation of my light with Alpha for the safeguarding of life itself. The seed identity of God within every being. The divine blueprint within the DNA of every individual. You see, it required the prayers of the righteous to be invocative of our coming in this hour, to safeguard life and light itself, to restore beingness in God. Thus, the implants, the chips, are encircled in a tiny cosmic sphere of light. And they will have no power over the minds, the hearts, the body temples of those who bear the imprint of God within the threefold flame. The seed identity of Alpha and Omega within, long, long ago, implanted within the matter planes at the behest of spirit itself.
Now I'm going to call on Barbara. She's going to just briefly explain what the threefold flame is all about. I know Dwin mentioned it too, but it's important for us to understand. So Barbara?
Yes, I'll read from the glossary here from the wisdom teaching of the Lords of the Seventh Rays. Is the threefold flame is the eternal fire of God blazing within our physical form, individualized in each person. This flame is placed in the secret chamber of the heart at birth and is withdrawn at the time of transition, is your physical death. Three identifiable plumes vibrating as blue, yellow, and pink compose the threefold flame. And these plumes rise from a tiny sphere of white mother light energy. The blue plume is the will of God, the faith of God, the power of God, and also the flame of protection. The yellow plume represents right use of knowledge, wisdom, and discrimination. Pink plume represents love, adoration, devotion, and compassion. When the three plumes are in perfect balance, through a virtuous life, Christ consciousness is attained. Now, as you remember, that was one of the things that Dwin talked about that is a requirement to for us to take our ascension is to balance those three plumes, those qualities of God within us that we have. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll move on.
And Jesus, the great Christic light being, stands in the atmosphere also to support this dispensation and grace. And he sends a cosmic ray unto every individual who is tied to his heart, the understanding of the Christic seed within him and within them. And through this ray, this microscopic black imprint is consumed. For Jesus, the living Christ, as the mediator betwixt heaven and earth, stands now calling souls back to their oneness with the light, impelling them unto their own resurrection and ascension within that one eternal light of the all in all. Yes, it is a pivotal hour when souls may choose whether to move upward into that light of their presence, one with Spirit, or to go the ways of mechanization, man and woman, embroiled in duality, ensnared in limitation, and the violation of the law of their own being through acceptance of this dark strain of evil injected within them, either through ignorance or by malintent itself, or both.
Now I'm going to call on Barbara to briefly explain just what is mechanization or robotic man. What is that? And why do we need to be concerned about it at this time that we're talking about the great experiment being done with the so-called vaccine? Barbara?
Yes, Donna. Lonello wrote about this back in the 60s about mechanization man, and that we were headed in that direction, or at least some portions of society were headed in that direction by embracing technology to the point where we were incorporating it into our physical bodies. Right now, it's sometimes called transhumanism, and things like that, or even technocracy, where we rely so completely on the mechanical that we become less and less human. There's even work going on right now to try to make it possible to upload a human consciousness into a computer. So your mind, your experiences, your feelings would be in a machine. You wouldn't even have a physical body anymore. Or to interface directly with computers, but via chips or ports or things like that that are actually grafted or inserted into the human body. And this is not as far-fetched as you might think. I mean, this is happening now in our world. And when we do those kinds of things, we're not fully human anymore. and we become, we can, they can patent that. Companies that make this technology can patent that, and they can actually own you because you have consented to those things and you become their property. So this is a highly concerning thing and definitely not what God desires us to how us have us to live, and it will not fulfill our divine plan. So we need to just keep on praying and focus on our spiritual life and be as loving and awake and aware as we can and embrace who we are in the I Am name.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara. That's great.
You're welcome.
Dearest hearts, I also bring a new means of wholeness for all to attain unto. Through hearts wed to spirit, having returned through nature to an understanding of God's original creation, it is time for the entire medical establishment to accept the truth that God created all in His, her image and likeness within the natural world, and that when you return to what God created within nature as your food, as your medicine, as your means of divine expression, then and only then will you be fully whole. Will you be released from the miasma of what has become materia medica, the establishment of a matrix of darkness that attempts through greed and lust for power to control your very health and vitality through unnatural means, through what are called scientific and chemical substances taken by souls unaware of the holy truths of a natural and vital life. It is time, blessed hearts, that you teach them the ways of nature, a return to purity and the simplicity of being within the harmonics of the earth itself, the four quadrants thereof, earth, air, fire, water, and the ether that empowers all within its quintessence of cosmic joy.
I'm going to share with you briefly what it means to live naturally, as Omega talks about. This means ingesting food, water, and air that is as much like God made it as possible. Omega says that this is the only way to escape the miasma of a matrix of darkness that wants to control us. Miasma means something that is so established it won't go away. But you and I have the power to make it go away. And if you will get the books by Anthony William, especially Medical Medium, he tells you how to do it. Now, I can give you some examples here. I can walk into the homes of various people in our community and little local church that I sometimes help out with, and they have bowls of candy on their coffee tables or on their kitchen counters. Their refrigerators are full of cans of Coke or Pepsi. They cannot get by without something caffeinated, at least one or two times a day. They eat dinner after they have been up and about for 12 or more hours, at which time your body has stopped producing correct digestive enzymes, especially if you're over 50. If you're over 50 years of age and you're doing what you got in the habit of doing when you were a teenager, you're in trouble. The only thing they may consume during the week that is just like God made it might be a banana or some grapes, or if they are really daring, it might be a carrot stick or a celery stick, maybe even a salad when they go out to eat, and no telling what they put on the salad. They worry about gaining weight, unaware that they are prime targets for adult diabetes if they're over 50. At this point, it's 2 out of every 5 people develop adult diabetes because of the way we eat and the sugar that is added to everything. And when you're eating sugar and caffeine, those are the two most acid-producing foods you can eat. And bacteria, microorganisms, viruses grow in an acid pH. Yet these people have containers they think are healthy of trail mix, roasted nuts and homemade cookies always available for visitors and themselves in a weak moment, and these unhealthy snacks are sitting out in plain sight. If I'm around it, I succumb, so I no longer buy or make these things which I grew up with. I had to read Anthony Williams' books and then sit down and write out a plan, because if you don't have a plan, you don't change. So every week, I hear of another friend from this local community church where I occasionally teach Sunday school that has had a stroke. Somebody has had a stroke. Somebody's dealing with cancer. Somebody has to have hip or knees or back surgery or has just plain dropped dead. And they are all younger than I am. And my family all died younger than me. And they were all, my brother and sister, both way younger than me, and they are both dead. So I'm saying this because it takes effort. You've grown up a certain way, I've grown up a certain way, and we have to stop and write down and schedule our lives and rearrange them to avoid these things that are killing us. And that's what Mother Omega is warning us about. She warned us about this materia medica, the establishment of a matrix of darkness that attempts through greed and lust for power to control your health and your life through unnatural means, which is pharmaceutical stuff, through experiments that we're going through right now. And years ago, the chiropractors were outlawed. For many, many years, they couldn't perform. The naturopaths were outlawed. And it's taken a long time for these to start to come back. The AMA, truly, and the pharmaceutical companies, along with them, have complete power over the health of most of the people in our country and the world. So if you'd like to know more, I'm ready to teach a class on this, maybe once every other week or something, by conference call. Just let me know or give me a call. And if you ever have any questions about stopping this stuff, I would be glad to help you. But for right now, I say get that book, Medical Medium, by Anthony William, and read it from cover to cover. He tells the miracles that God is doing in his life to help other people. And I know he was trained before he came. So now we'll go on.
To this dark dilemma of this time. Because you have called for the mother to come to restore all to purity, wholeness and oneness, I have chosen to answer directly, discoursing and emanating through this one and through you all, as you accept my presence, as you engender greater purity and understanding and the great knowledge and holy wisdom of eternal truth in your midst. Dearest ones, you cannot convince those whose understanding is limited by the impressions upon them inculcated by the mass media. Yet your example of love, your example of purity, truth, and wholeness will woo them back to my heart, to the heart of Alpha, and to their own divine blueprint. Therefore, focus upon internalizing the light, shining forth that light, radiating and broadcasting that light each day and each hour. For the light will serve them even as it has served you. The light will restore them to wholeness and envelop them in purity, even as you, fostering this God identity within, have lived within my heart and know the I am that I am within. Now, dearest ones, as you give my rosary, those other divine mothers as my representatives will carry this light throughout the earth to all peoples of all cultures, engendering a great miracle manifestation of glory, of divine beingness, calming the minds, invigorating the spirits, restoring unto the emotional bodies the peace of the presence, and perchance for some physical healing, as they are willing to accept that they must change their ways and move in a higher field of divine knowledge, holy truth, and righteousness.
Okay, just a moment here before we totally finish. I would like to tell you how to do or what to do about Omega's Rosary, which she says is very powerful. And as we do that, it will enable others who are working with her to carry this light of coming up higher and being free from the bondage of this experiment. First, find someone with their smartphone or laptop hooked up to a printer if you can. Or go to theheartcenter.org and on the banner at the top, click on broadcasts. Then click on prayers and songs. You will then see a screen that lets you choose from several columns. Pick out the one in the middle. It's called New Age Rosaries. And click. All the rosaries will come up in alphabetical order. Scroll down to Mother Omega's New Age Rosary. Now you can choose from four more columns. You can choose to read the text and print it out, listen to the text, or you can choose to watch the video, which is the most fun, because when you do that, the words are printed on the pictures and there's beautiful pictures. That's the most inspiring. I've also printed it out so I can take it with me and use it on walks that I go with my dog. This is very powerful. This will do wonders for your own karma and for your own spiritual enhancement. If you have any questions or problems about reading or doing this Mother Omega's New Age Rosary, give me a call. It takes about 30 minutes. I'm always able to finish it because the walk I take usually takes an hour. So 30 minutes of doing this is all that's required. I can sit on a bench here and there as we're walking around this lake. My dog is happy to stop and let me do this. In fact, he watches me sometimes very intrigued. So that's what I would like you to know about a Mother's Omega's Rosary. We know now that there are two mighty forces that are taking command in little spheres of light. These seeds that have been implanted in people through this experiment. The seeds, the light from Mother Omega and the light from Jesus Christ. And that is powerful. So now we will finish here with one more paragraph.
Pray that the ignorant be awakened, that the rebellious bend the knee and surrender to God within, and that even devils and demons be restored once again to the light, never more to engage in their diabolic methods and technologies. Yes, even some being restored unto the truth, the way, and the life of the Christ may be vehicles for the salvation of many unto God. I am your Omega. Come unto you with love, with hope, with charity, with faith, for your victory in all things, and for your joy in life itself again. Thank you.
Thank you, beloved Mother Omega.